short week and all that, the things that the fans might be watching that you'd be watching too?
We would like to win. Like to win the game. We want to come out of the game playing a smart football game, meaning don't turn it over. Be good situationally. No line of scrimmage penalties. Make sure that we don't have a bunch of missed assignments. We're playing a very good football team in the 49ers. Make sure that our special teams do a really good job of tackling, protecting, and trying to knock the ball loose. I think if we do those things, play smart on both sides of the ball, do a good job in third down, a red area, and in 2 minute, hopefully that means we win the game and then we feel pretty good about where we're at after that game. I think if you look at our preseason to this point, I believe we've improved in every game. So I think the other thing that we'll look at is just continued improvement of the team when we come out of this game.
Bill, the penalties were down in that game. Did you notice when you reviewed the tape a cleaner game other than, you know, the things that stood out in the immediate review?
I would say it was a cleaner game. I think our guys are really working hard not to commit penalties. You know, we've shown them tape of illegal contact on defense, defensive holding, hands to the face on both sides of the ball, how the takeoff on the kickoff is being ruled, things like that. We've really gone over that a lot with our guys, and these guys are really trying hard to follow the rules. And so I think hopefully that's what you saw in the game the other night, and hopefully that's what you'll see on Thursday night.
The situation could arise where some of those guys that left a tough situation at Penn State become available to you. Do you take that into account at all, that they left a hard situation to go to, you know, quote-unquote, an easier one?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
All right, like, let's say a Silas Red or Justin Brown, when you arrived at Penn State with everything that happened there, if they get waived and they become available, any of those players that chose to leave Penn State after the situation there.
Right. I got you. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think, again, like I've said to you guys a lot, Jason, anything that we can do to improve this football team, if we feel like we can improve the team, we're going to improve the team with high-character guys, good football players, guys that understand what it means to be part of a team. That's part of it. And so if we can look at guys and we think that their skill set and those type of intangibles can help us improve the team, then we'll always look to do that.
Will Gaken's status?
He was out there today practicing, so it looks like he's practicing.
How do you view his role on the team after he missed a considerable amount of time?
I'm sorry, Dave, say that again.
He missed a considerable amount of time. How do you view what he has to do now?
He's got to catch up, no question about it. He's behind just through no fault of his own, but anytime you're injured, there's a lot of catch-up that you have to do when you've missed a significant amount of time in the games and in practices. He's been in the meetings, which is a good thing, but he's got some catching up to do.
After the excitement and intensity of last week, what did you do to get the guys excited about today?
Well, we brought him in, John, and we talked about the video. We, you know, one thing that we try to do as a coaching staff is we really try to show the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so when we do that, the guys can kind of see how it all works together. And when you show them, hey, look, this is what we can be if we continue down this road. Like, this is really what we can be as a team. And then this is what we have to stay away from. We've got to fix this, like the situation at the end of the half. Like, we can't do that. Give the ball back to the Broncos offense and only run 20 seconds off the clock offensively. We can't do that. So I think at the end of the day, when they see that, they say, you know what, that is what we can be. And then they're excited to go out and fix it in practice. So, you know, that's all I can say. I think other than that, you'd have to ask them, you know, what they felt about practice today.